stopped off on Saturday at Villa Roma and got our feet wet in the jacuzzi.
Very, very nice. Yes, it was an interesting cruise vacation. My second day there, my one daughter, we're out at sea, and she goes, "Dad, let's go play bingo." All right, so we go play bingo, but we catch the tail end of this. All about the gemstone lecture. And they get all these gorgeous girls up there. You know, they're the dancers for the shows. And they're walking around, showing off the necklaces that they're telling you that you get great deals on, and these rings that you get terrific deals on, and these earrings, and blah, 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 blah. And when you walked in, you got this little ticket. And the one dancer there, she comes walking around, my daughter's checking out the ring, and they pull the ticket out of the thing, and they read the number, and the girl takes the ring off her finger and gives it to my daughter. Unbelievable. What a ring. You got to see this thing. Woo!
Hey, cool. Is it the right size for your daughter, or is your daughter going to have to get it sized?
They sized it on the ship, Richie. They sized it on the ship, and not only that, they gave her a 5-year free resizing. So when she gets older, if it needs to be resized again, all we do is I go into New York City with my daughter, and they're associated with a very famous jewelry store there on the Diamond District, and it will be resized for free for the next 5 years.
Cool. I don't know. Seems like the HCB girls seem to always be pretty lucky. So why didn't you take her over and like bring her up to the casino or video slots or something and give her a pile of quarters?
No, my wife donated heavily to the ship. Don't worry.
Your wife has a gambling problem?
No, she doesn't have a gambling problem. She's got an addiction. Only on cruise ships. It's hysterical. Between her, my mother-in-law, and my sister-in-law, they put together a little kitty there, and I don't know. They kept telling me, "Oh, we're up, we're up, we're up, we're up, we're up, we're up, we're up." And my one daughter said that they can't be up because mommy keeps taking money and doesn't bring any money back. Had a whole little kitty that she brought with her.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Played a little Texas Hold'em Saturday night. That was a lot of fun. All in all, was a good week. It was a good week. Good time had by all. I got my my lead certification class recert tonight and tomorrow. So we'll be hanging around the old Union Hall after work today and tomorrow playing those games. Sitting around trying not to fall asleep in class.
Yeah, W2HCB. Yeah, nah, I hear ya. Yeah, so anyway, you know, the rest of the trip there, you know, it was quite interesting. I had a rip the last 4 nights of the cruise. I went up to the very top of the ship, to the jazz lounge, and got to play a little horn. Okay? I brought my Yamaha with me. This way, I had a bunch of Muzak I had to work on, and I figured by that, sitting in the sun, I would, you know, do a little practice in the old cabin there with the Yamaha silent practice system. So I was yapping with one of the trumpet players, and we were yapping back and forth. We were sitting at a bar pounding some Johnny Walker. They said, "Yeah, you got your horn with you?" I said, "Yeah, I got my horn with me." He goes, "Oh, you gotta come up to 14. Bring your horn, man. You can sit in with us. We started around 11:30, man. You want to sit in with us? You sit in with us. Not a problem." I thought, "Oh, what the heck?" My wife wanted to kill me.
This is the dumper checking in. Always toot your own horn. And to Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Oh, boy, see, you're spilling your whole life story to a bunch of ne'er-do-wells there, Johnny boy. And to be in Mobile for those who could care and those who could care less. Dumper, you go first. Then Gregor, you go second. And you pass it back to Johnny boy. To Johnny Walker over there. Dumper, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Elephant One. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And as we start all morning commutes, the price of oil was trading at approximately $30 a barrel last night. And I hear you went on a cruise in it. That was very nice. I hope you had a good time. And you're cruising around in a nice warm sun. And we do have frigid temperatures this morning. But I am back into the grind. I took a little leave of absence, but here we are. This is KA2NCD, over to the other station there.
Hello, it's Greg, N2 Alpha Sierra Sierra. Yeah, I think they worked on the repeater this weekend. I'm out in Manorville by my house, and I couldn't make it yesterday or the day before. I mean, it was just too unbearable to listen to. So I hope I'm making it now. It sounds like it's coming in stronger, so I'm thinking they fixed it. I'm hoping. And there was a hum in there and everything else. And the cruise ship guy with the playing the trumpet, that was an awesome thing. I did that on a vacation in Jamaica. And we went up on stage and did some keyboarding with their band. And that was definitely a cool thing that I remembered forever. That was an awesome thing to do. You'll always remember that. And I got to pass it to the dumper.
All right, well, he passed it to me, but I thought the Elfin one was going to get it. But I'll pass it to the Elfin one. So what is your cruise there, Johnny? And by the way, how is my signal? I had a little problem with my little antenna wire here, and I did fix it. You are hearing me, so I guess it's working okay.
Elf, it's already two.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Here we go. All right. Well, where do we cruise to? Well, let's see. I didn't fly anywhere, so we got on the big old ship, 1,036-foot-long heap of steel in Bayonne, New Jersey. 2 days at sea, and then we were in Labadee, Haiti. From Haiti, we went to the Dominican Republic. From the Dominican Republic, we went to St. Thomas, also St. John's. Then we took a little skip over to San Juan, Puerto Rico. Which, by the way, the whole island of Puerto Rico has free Wi-Fi. The whole island has free Wi-Fi, for those who really care. And then 2 days at sea and back in Bayonne.
8:15 a.m. yesterday morning. Nice, beautiful 10 days out on the ocean blue. And yeah, nah, I'm definitely remember that, sitting with those guys. There was a rip. And the Saturday night was the best. This other guy jumped in on a trombone. And guy was phenomenal. You know, I'm not telling anybody much about himself until about halfway through. The guy asked him, so where do you normally play? And he goes, oh, he's a heavy French accent, you know. He goes, oh, I'm a member of the Canadian branch. Unbelievable. But yeah, it was funny, man, because the last night there, Saturday night, all the dancers go up to this one club up on 14 where they do jazz from about 11:30 till about 2 in the morning, and they all hang out up there. So, my sister-in-law came looking for me to see where I was. I guess the wife sent her out to spy, and she giggled because I didn't tell my wife I was playing my trumpet. So breakfast Sunday morning was quite interesting. Anyway, of course, my dispatcher is a wise guy. I got a Terrytown call for my first stop this morning, Richie.
N2 Weebies. Be recognized. All we're missing is JC and the Weasel. Sounds like a TV show. Tell your buddy in van 284 not to get too close to that dump truck because there's stuff falling off the dump truck. Anyway, that was for you, Johnny. Anyway, free Wi-Fi, huh? Okay. I guess that it's good for those who need Wi-Fi. Yeah, I guess, you know, island of Puerto Rico is not that big. Gee, one good antenna on a tower way up high in the sky in the middle of the island, and you can probably cover the whole island. But anyway, very good. And I expect to see an email with all sorts of photographs attached to it there, Alf. I expect to see many photographs of women, and we get together this Saturday at the clubhouse. I you know, would hope that there'd be a Dominican cigar in the works also. But this we could discuss in a future date. Excuse me. EB, evil seedling, over to you, then you pass it to the dumper. And Greg, write this down now. You pass it to Johnny, okay? When it comes around to you, you pass it to Johnny. The dumper passes it to you. Got that now? Okay. Get it? Got it. Good. And to EB and to BPN in the group. Let's mix them up.
This is N to EB. All right. Very good. Got it. And I understand it. Someone took a cruise to Puerto Rico and Bahama, or when they got a deal going home, going in the end of February, and that's why the Wi-Fi thing. That's why I was pushing for get Wi-Fi over the power lines, because that would be great. Imagine that, the whole United States, like, free Wi-Fi. Yeah. Good. What do you think about that, Dumper? Over to you, N2EB.
Morning, Johnny. N2EB from the Dumper, KA2NTV. Oh, that sounds like a real gas. Wi-Fi all over the U.S. And, very interesting. I was supposed to do the other thing years ago, but too much noise. So I don't foresee that happening. But, hey, you never know. Technology changes. like the stock market, daily.
Good, you had, glad you had a good time there, Johnny.
That's back to the grind. At least you'll have some good memories. Yeah, I'm waiting for the pictures from the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but I won't go there. From your vantage point, I'm still waiting for an email on a couple of pictures. Of you, Greg.
Hello, how are you? Hey, TPN, I put the 8800 in the car. And after taking pictures of the 7800 to put it on eBay, I realized, wow, I should have put the 7800 in the car. But I noticed the radio, it transmits from, it's brand new, and it transmits from, what is it, 120 all the way up to 174, and on the other band, it transmits from 420 to 4, wow, way up there, actually in the fives. It transmits all the way into the fives, but I don't know if the radio would actually oscillate up there that high. I don't even know. But it's completely unlocked. But that is a nice radio. I put this one in the car. It's a little annoying to use. That other one was so much easier. I should have put the 78 in the car, but I wanted to keep the dual band repeat, even though I'll probably never use it. I may get an HD and use it. All right, and I got to send it to Johnny. Hey, I got it right this time.
Sounds like somebody got an export model of the 1800. Nice. That's okay. A friend of mine went to Florida, and he stopped at HRO on the way down. He stopped in, Richie, you ready? For a couple of ham sticks. Left his wife and daughter in the car. And he comes out of HRO with the guy from HRO behind him carrying a very large box with another very large box on top of it and a little box on top of that. So, now, figure this out. He went in for a couple of ham sticks. But I don't know what happened, but he came home with a 756 Pro 3. A thing called a time wave noise eliminator or something, and an external speaker with notch filters for the ICOM, and all kinds of stuff. Unbelievable. Just going in for a couple of ham sticks. Anyway. On the clear view, last exit before the goal, W2HCB. And, John, there is no deals in February for cruises.
Did he get the ham sticks and 2 Zeddy P?
One for every band you're recognized, Richie.
I was going to pass it to you anyway, Gary, because I knew you were in there. No one recognized you. They were all being so, so rude. So why don't you take a turn and pass it back to me? I was wondering if anyone had heard me. I heard I doubled with someone. Okay, so he got his antennas plus a little bonus. Wonder if he had any trouble with the family when the charge bills came in. Richie? If it's the guy who I think it is, he's got no problem. All he had to do was turn around and raise the copays for all of his patients by a dollar. And that would have been fine, so... Cool for him. I'm surprised, you know, hey, would have been me, the guy would have been coming out wheeling a flat cart or a hand truck or two hand trucks, or there would have been a whole line of guys with hand trucks, you know? But, that's cool, so I guess he had a good time. He didn't have to rent a U-Haul trailer to bring everything home, but then again, we don't know what he turned around and decided to ship home. See, there may be more stuff to this story than you're talking about. He may have only just taken those items with him, and he may have opted to have other things shipped home, like, you know, brand-new crank-up tower, you know, dual-plane rotator, you know, a big log periodic monster, or one of those other things. And I'm glad to hear that you're at the end of the Clearview. Certainly don't want to be at the beginning of the Clearview at this time. I'm just going past down on Main Street over here, making my way in. It's a lot of fun driving home in the blizzard until we got to just outside of... No, it wasn't Middletown. Where were we when it started changing over? Changed over to rain. We stopped at the Galleria over in Middletown so my daughter could buy a book for the ride home. She's really hooked on that whole Twilight series. She's ripped through the first two books. We had to pick her up the third one for the ride home, or else she would have been bored. Oh my God, she would have had to have conversation with her parents. Anyway, the weasel should be on any moment now. Very good. So, Domper, over to you. And to PPN... Oh, excuse me, EB. See, I forgot. Bad, bad, bad. EB, over to you, and to PPN.
All right, sounds like everybody had a good time. The blizzards and the free Wi-Fi in Puerto Rico. And that's cool. But he took these week off, and President's Week, kids are out of school, perfect time. All right. I tell you, one thing, the roads were empty. Now they're full again. Goes to show. A lot of people working in the school district. Anyway. What can I tell you? And, Nice with those radios. Gosh. Hope we mixed up some of the addresses and shipped it to my house. I don't know. What do you think, Dumper? Do you need a new radio?
As a matter of fact, John, you gotta use a nice 756 myself. Pro 3. That sounds like a great radio. Oh, I have one. Anyway. 20 meters is nice Saturday night. Look, a guy down in Florida. I thought he was on the other side of town. But 756, nice radio. Antenna was doing good. And well, we're on the Clearview now. There's not a lot of traffic, but yes, the holiday's over. The traffic is come back again. It was nice having the week off with no traffic. Very nice. I like those school holidays. OK, Greg, this is the Dumper, a.k.a. 2NCD.
This is JB2, SAC. JC recognized. When I get done, I'll pass it to you, and then you have to pass it to John. As long as that's okay with PPN, he's been watching the rotation very closely. So, actually, I got to hook up with one of those guys at the Ham Fest. Maybe I'll get that cloning wire and have my radio cloned to one of theirs so I don't have to program this 8800 up. All right, I'll send it over to JC.
Bring in the clones.
Good morning, guys. This is KB2 and JC. Hey, everybody, how's everything? How was your weekend? All you sluts had a long weekend. I appreciate that. We're the working class like us had to work and work and work. That was all right, and the natives were definitely restless at work. I had a little couple altercations, which was wonderful, happy, and exciting. How was the ski trip? And anybody here from Alpha Sierra Sierra?
Diesel, you take it.
Hey, John.
I said
this is the KV2 NQN Mobile on the Viaduct.
I didn't use the K, I put it down in the call sign when I sent the email. So someone else...
Long weekend slut.
Come back to me.
I guess I'm one of them. I was off on Friday. And I hope everybody had a nice weekend and a very happy Labor Day to Pete if he's listening. Anyway, I'm just coming off the viaduct. Viaduct, I don't know. And does this mean the wee little man is going to be back too?
Alf, calling the Alf.
I don't know. There's all kinds of doubling going on and yada, 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 yada. Oh, look, it's the White Stone Shinimers. Anyway, up on the Bruckner. And yes, yes, I was MIA last week, Steve. Drinking little drinks with umbrellas in them with, you know, a lot of frozen slushy stuff. Trying to get up from the lounge chair by the pool. Oh, man. Anyway. And Richie? No, he can't raise any copays. He's not a doctor. So, that's the mysterious part of the whole situation. Nobody can quite figure out how this guy does it. Because we all know his situation, and it's just amazing. I remember when he first got his license, he called HRO up. He ordered 3 8900s, 2 8800s, 3 HTs, 746 Pro, all the accessories that go with it, 2 Glenn Martin 8-foot towers, a Titan Challenger or something like that, the Gap Titan or Challenger, I can't remember which one it is, pretty big antenna, on top of an 8-foot Glenn Martin tower, on top of his roof, which now he's fighting with the town because the roof of his garage is 3 feet or 4 feet higher than code for the area he's in, and I guess he's in a situation where he's got to go for a variance now with the town of Babylon, not the village, because one of his neighbors turned him in, so it's going to be interesting for him. Garish, over to you. W2HCB going underneath the Bronx River Parkway.
Wait.
You know, I just had a vision in my head. I had a vision of a wee little man with rosy cheeks in a bathing suit on a lounge chair in the sun sipping a pina colada or frozen daiquiri or whatever and work boots. Richie? Air braking station. I'll try it again. Was there a braking station? I didn't think so. Yeah, I could see that. Actually, I was thinking more like sitting there in his gold lamé Speedo with his felt green elfin boots on with the jingle bells on the toes. But I like your visual better. Work boots. Now, is he wearing knee-high socks? Or is he wearing the little shorty hideaway socks, so it looks like he's wearing his work boots without any socks at all? And are they loafers, or are they 8-inch high work boots? The inquiring minds want to know. Almost at the BQE. This is where my butt getting a little noisy. He's passed, so we'll still as such. Some people call me Maurice Avenue.
Eddie.
My signal sucks so bad that you couldn't hear me, or maybe he's got his finger on the lock on the gate and he's not picking up. So, Weasel, over to you.
No, I went away. Whoever follows Johnny, the evil one.
Bumper.
Well, on that note, since I'm almost their touchdown, and since it's a big turn this morning, I'm going to sign. And, Weasel, I'm sorry about yesterday, but my antenna fell apart, and I wasn't able to communicate. But I've since fixed it, since I'm communicating now. But we will communicate in the orifice as I'm approaching, and I'll make sure I take about 10 spots to take a cab there. And with that, cemeteries, everyone, have a good day. And maybe we'll talk to you later about the that pink stuff you wanted to tell me about. It's called Dorrock, I believe. That pink stuff. Cemeteries, this is the Dumper, KATNSCB.
Cemeteries, Dumper.
Hey, this is where you chime in.
Who's chiming in?
Hey!
Greg chimes in.
Yo, Greg, Bill.
Gentlemen, everybody's cut in and out. I don't know what they changed the antenna again, so they had a problem with the antenna. How's everybody doing? Oh, by the way, happy birthday to me. 58 yesterday, man. I pray it's just out there.
Together. You guys are going to have to figure it out amongst yourselves. And you can be in on the Kashki-Yuzko Bridge.
Elf One, where are you?
Oh, Willis Avenue in the, and whoa, the Deegan. Bonehead over here. Driving up on the curbage. Trying to get on the road.
Okay, now that you've transmitted, it's my turn. And, yes, there is more traffic than there was last week, but it's not too bad. I'm almost up to Queens Boulevard on the Grand Central Parkway. I wonder why it's so grand. Anyway, yeah, last Friday was a pleasure having to drive home. I left the city a little after 5, around 5:15, 5:30. I was in my house by 6:15. That's zero traffic for a Friday afternoon. Richie?
That's good. That's good. There was not a whole lot of traffic on the thruway, the quickway, Route 52 through Jeffersonville. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic there either, nor was there a whole lot of traffic on Route 28 coming down out of Margaretville. It was just nice and snowy and slippery and squinchy. You get all squinchy. All squinchy. EB, over to you. Enter BPN.
I got a lot of metal around me. You guys take care. Have a great trip. 73 is N2EB clear. Greg, over to you.
Yeah, I was just trying to get the 850 machine programmed in while you guys were calling me. But I'm just on the outskirts of both repeaters, so I'm sure I'm extremely scratchy. So the next golf round, though, I should come in a little bit better. Over the sun, if he's still out there.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Where's the weasel?
Me, guys decided to phase me out, so I'm listening.
I'm not leaving you out, I just gave it to you.
Phase me out. And I was going to say earlier, when Gary had vision of you in your work boots, I was going to chime in with sitting by the kiddie pool, since I know that even that's over your head. Anyway, I'm just coming up to the Cross Issel Parkway on Northern Boulevard. For anybody that cares, let me see if I could give you a little report. As I come up shortly, it's moving. So move along them doggies, you wee little man.
Well, thank you, step on. Oh, Stephen, you, oh, I'm telling you, you would have gotten in trouble if you were with me. Last week, there was a pair of, not quite the pretty ladies, because they didn't start out as ladies in life on the ship, who decided to do karaoke. And then we got horrified when we saw them at the pool. It was quite strange. And
my mother-in-law, being the woman of personality she is, struck up a conversation with one of them. Oh my, is all I'm gonna say. Gary?
You know, Steve, there are three possible reasons why the elfin one would be sitting by the kiddie pool. You came up with one, because that's the only one that the water isn't above his head. The other one is he wants to sit with people of the same physical stature as himself. And the third one is that's the age of his taste runs. I'll let you decide which one is the correct reason. Richie?
I gotta stop the gas. I'll be back.
Back down below $2 in my neighborhood. Yeah, and I'm sitting in my parking spot over here. You forgot the fourth reason. The fourth reason was that, I won't even bring that one up. I'll let you figure that one out on your own. Well, anyway, I'll catch you guys later on. It was pleasant chatting with you. Bill, if you're still listening in, it was wonderful hearing from you for all of about 30 seconds. Pleasant to hear your tones and not get to hear about the natives being restless. I would have liked to have heard more about that. And EB is in the midst of heavy metal, even though he thinks he can't be heard. He was heard fine. Greg is busy driving down Sunrise Highway at 90 miles an hour trying to program his radio. Hopefully he won't get into an accident. And Greg, we told you to put the 7800 in the car because of the lit buttons and dials, but I guess you wanted the 88. That's cool. No problem. Look for that listing on eBay, everybody. He'll be here all week. 7-day listing. What else as a recap? Johnny and his crews, Skeevy and his Yash, Gary and his twin post rebuild. I guess that'll be that. Catch you guys later. This is the N2PPN Motormobile. I've been on, and now I'm not.
Hey, we forgot about that KB2 FJC guy who was out there. I guess he's not out there anymore.
I think he said he was dealing with just an HD this morning there, Bumper, or Gregor. So, anyway, 230th Street for me, coming to Van Quatlin Park. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay.
I think we're down to just the three of us now until the weasel comes back from getting gas. So, Greg, have you figured out how to use your radio yet?
Nope. It took me a while. I had to go back to VFO mode to swing it over to this frequency. And then every time you change anything, you gotta bring it to step 41, which is tone frequency, and set in 136.5. And then you gotta go to tone M, turn it on, and put it in N code, ENC, whatever that is. And then you gotta bring it back. And if I change anything, it'll disappear. But no, I'm not worried about it. You know, I did see the manual. I just can't seem to lock it in there. It has hyperscan and all these other stupid things and hypermemory and whatever. But I just haven't had time. This weekend was a rough one. My wife's been sick. I was lucky to actually get it installed. I'm pretty far from the repeater. Actually, am I coming in scratchy as usual? And I'm moving pretty fast. Does it sound okay?
Frank, it sounds fine. Don't worry about it. It sounds good. I don't know if you know where you are. You keep saying you're at the edge of the thing and this and that. What's your actual location?
Now I'm at, I guess Robert Moses Causeway Split and Southern State Parkway.
Sounding good there, Ace.
Good deal. This radio is also fully unlocked. And this one was brand new. You know, I bought one was supposed to be new. This was new, brand new. And, but this one also is completely
unlocked. I mean, it'll transmit almost everywhere it receives, which I really don't think it's... I don't think the radios will oscillate that far out. I mean, it says TX, but I can't imagine it putting out very much.
Steve, take a full turn. Give it to John.
Thanks, Garish. Okay. Gashed up. Man, that wind was going through me. Right through the skin of my teeth, which, you know, is pretty thin. Anyway, it sounds good. It sounds good over here on, what do they call this street here, Rocky Hill Road, 48th Avenue. Going over the big Cuervo Expressway. And okay on the trip. So, Johnny, I was going to ask you, your mother by law, were these women, you know, are they Ishis? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you going to check into the Ishi site now? You'll tell me on the next over.
Steve, they were manly looking women. Especially the 6'11" one with the very long blonde hair. My mother-in-law told her she needed a nose job.
Oh, that's rough, because they're so vain. You know, in the Philippines, the Ishis look, they don't look like the ones from here. They look, really look like women. And I saw, we were at some kind of comedy show over there, and they sung. And I couldn't believe the voices on this one girl. She's actually on YouTube. My wife found her on YouTube and showed me. It's her voice. She did that song, You Just Don't Know About Me. I think Beyonce or someone does it. I couldn't believe how she sung that song. And my wife was telling me it's a guy. I had no clue. No clue whatsoever that it was a guy.
Now, here's the question, John. With cross-dressers or transgender? John?
They one of them went for the complete package over in Europe. So that was the real poor one. The other one is still raising money to change the rest of it. And my mother was just explaining this at dinner. I'm like, oh no. Oh man, I tell you, it was an experience. My niece, all of 5 years old, said to my sister-in-law, Mommy, why does that lady look like a man? Causing about 30 people around us to all stare at the guy.
Okay, so you'll be checking into all those fanny sites now?
Did you find yourself attracted to them?
No.
Gladiator movies?
They were ugly.
I think John was dying to confirm the rumors as to who had surgery and who didn't.
Not I. Oh, Lordy. Wow, I tell you, man. I'm just zipping along up on 87 here. Up in Tuckahoe. A Tuckahoe, what do you know? Anyway. Gonna slow down for the toll booth. And, Steve, all I can tell you is
All I can tell you is ooh la la on the vessel with all the extremely hot female personnel on that ship.
I can only imagine. Did your brother buy Logo too? Because I know he's always in on these freebies.
Wasn't a freebie, and no, he did not go.
That's the reason why he didn't go.
Yeah, but your sister-in-law would, right?
Yeah, my sister-in-law and my niece.
Uh-oh. What happened?
What happened? My mother-in-law told my sister-in-law, we're going on a cruise, everybody's got to pay their own way, and he is not invited.
Uh-oh, so the brother-in-law is not in mommy's best graces, huh? Oh, by the way, John, I understand, made an application to be the suntan lotion boy on the cruise.
Did you put the cross dresses?
No. But on two stops, we had a tender over, and we were getting off the tender, so I helped my wife off, my two daughters, my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, my niece. Then my wife got angry at me because I helped several of the cruise line staff off the tender, and all I can say is she was very upset with me.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Just being gentlemen.
With dances, and one of them is one of the girls that works at guest services, and you know, they were scantily dressed, you know, they were dressed with their bikinis, ready to hang out on the beach.
Kinky. Gary went subterranean, so who's left here? Me, you, and Gregola?
Meow, meow.
Woo!
Alright, so you're gonna... I can tell I'm gonna get one of those subscriptions to the SheMail websites. So you're gonna go looking for these so-called women.
That subscription comes with a copy of Brokeback Mountain, too. So that's a home run right there if you pick one up.
Yeah. Oh, Stevie, did you see the news last week? You know, the teacher that got arrested over there in Dix Hills?
The young guy?
Yeah. Well, my wife's boss was on the cruise ship with us. And I guess it was the day after it happened, we ran into it. She grabs my wife and says, oh my God, did you get this? I just got an email from the superintendent. Tell my wife, I was like, no way. One of my wife's teachers. She's like, nah, you're kidding, right? And the woman's like, no, I'm not kidding. And she goes, yeah. She had a BlackBerry, shows her the email and the thing from News 12 and everything. Oh, man, my wife was upset. This guy's involved in a huge, huge program for the handicapped kids. Now he's got to find a replacement.
What school did your mother, did your wife go to?
Yeah, I know the... I remember the guy's name. Oh, man. So she was upset, huh? Not only was she upset at you for helping the damsel in distress, but she was upset because of that, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, Greg, the guy... My wife's an administrator over in Half Hollow Hills. So... the coordinator of special education in the secondary level.
I think she got more mad at me for consuming a lot of drunk Walker Black.
I got off. I'll see you guys later. Stay warm. Hope you put the woolies on. It's chilly out. Gay B2NQN Mobile. See you on the tranny site.
And I got to work outside in this today. It is colder. I was getting used to the warmer weather. My mother, your wife and my mother probably know each other. My mother is long retired, but she was very involved with the handicapped children in Half Hollow Hills. I think it was mostly the school by the library over there. Not the other one, but the one that's by the library is like across the street from it, over there.
Yeah, Hills West.
Yeah, that's it. I forgot the name. I forgot which one was east and west, although it's pretty obvious. One's a little bit further west and one's a little bit further east. But, yeah, my mother was over there. That's funny. They probably know each other. It depends how long your wife has been doing it, I guess.
18 years.
They would know each other. They would know each other. Probably know each other well.
It's a possibility. All right. I gotta hop off here. So I'm gonna lose the repeater when I go down the hill over here. I'll catch you later. W2HCB73.
All right, take care. Actually, I knew someone there, but she was blonde. Is your wife blonde?
Yes, she is.
Oh, it might be her. I think she had fairly straight hair, too, from what I remember. But it might be her. And I think she was tall, though. I'm not sure. It's been a long time. I'll have to ask my mother.
Yeah, all right. I'm
going
down,
I'm losing
the receiver. I'll catch you later.
Say everything. W2HCB. Take care. I don't know if anyone else is out here. Somebody's still out there.
N2UZD.
Hey, UZD. N2 Alpha Sierra, Sierra here.
Morning, how you doing today?
Not too bad. I'm just pulling up to the work location. I don't know how long I can stay on. Probably a few minutes.
Okay. Well, you know what they say. I owe
to
walk to work I go.
It's the only one here at the moment. Unless I don't know where they all park.
You're the only one at your work location? Maybe you're on early.
Only 9 minutes. So it's not too early.
Maybe it's the day off and nobody told you about it.
Nah, it's not a holiday today.
Okay. So, maybe there was a big traffic jam somewhere and you're the only one who made it to work so far.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. But I wonder if I should call the bosses just to make sure.
Well, what time are you supposed to be at work?
Well, we start at 7. But I'm always early. But this is just a surprise to see that nobody's here.
Well, I would say to wait until 10 after 7 before you go calling bosses.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's actually only like supervisors. So that's not too bad. Maybe I'll pull my work clothes in the car and let them get warm.
Okay. That's something productive to do.
By the way, what kind of radio are you using? I've been checking because I just changed my radio. I was hoping you may have an 8800.
I'm on an ICOM ID800H. Did you copy that? I'm on an ICOM ID800H. What do you want?
Yaesu FT8800. A little trouble figuring out how to get the memories to work. I'm not a manual reader. You know?